Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 25,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call. You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, more scheduling flexibility, and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/TheBarn. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TheBarn.
Hey, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to The Barn.
Hi, welcome to The Barn, live from The Barn Studio. You got the Mox here, and I'm joined online right now with a special guest, actor, comedian, writer, podcaster, husband, father, all the titles. We got Mr. Kevin Farley online. Kevin, how are you today?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. Did you say rioter in there? Like a riot?
Writer.
You said writer. Okay. I thought you said rioter. I'm like, oh no, I don't writer. Rioter. Yeah, I'm a writer too. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't want to start those rumors, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, we're excited you're in town right now. You'll be playing at the Westport Funny Bone tonight, and then for the rest of the weekend, April 20th through the 21st, you're going to be at St. Charles Funny Bone, and we want to shout out Ron for setting this up, who he works the Funny Bones there. So, yeah, looking forward to the shows this weekend.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Yeah, I love the Funny Bones here in town. You've got two really great ones, you know, and each one of them is different, but they're still great clubs in their own right, you know, and I love both of them. So every time I come here, I love it because, you know, the people are so adept at comedy. They love comedy. They love coming out. And every time I've come here, they've been great shows. So I'm looking forward to it.
And of all the things, you know, we kind of mentioned you're a man of many talents. Of all the things that you do, where does stand-up comedy kind of fit into that? Is it one of your true loves?
Yeah, you know, I do most of the time. I'm doing stand-up, you know, out on the road. And I do love it because of the immediacy, and you're right there with the crowd. You get to see if things are working or not working, you know. And, you know, with television and film, you have to wait till it comes out. And so you really don't know if it's working or not. You hope it is, you know, but you don't have that immediate reaction of the audience, you know.
Is it still thrilling for you to get up on stage? And I know you have a set, right? But there's probably some unknown of what might happen, how the crowd might respond, or what, you know, what kind of thing you're going to be dealing with that night. Is there still an excitement there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, especially when you're trying out new stuff, you know, and you have an idea that might work, and, you know, then you have to think of the execution. So, you know, both of those things require, you know, pretty much all my brain capacity, and that makes it exciting. But it's hard work, but it's exciting because you just don't know what's going to happen, you know. And it's when you do a joke that doesn't work, it's kind of heartbreaking. You think it's going to work and it doesn't, you know. So, yeah, it's like a tight wire. What do they call that? High wire act.
Right. I'm a big Norm Macdonald fan, and I know you guys were close, and you guys worked a lot together. But I don't think I've ever missed Norm as much as I did last week when OJ died. We all needed Norm at that point, and that would have been, you know, great for Norm, I think. Tell us a little bit about your relationship with Norm, and, you know, we kind of hear about all his kind of, you know, his personality and how that could be kind of different at times. Tell us about Norm.
Different at times. Yeah, definitely different at times. I picture Norm meeting OJ up in heaven and that that whole conversation. Hey, sorry, I made some jokes about you. But, I'm kind of not sorry, but I don't know.
Right.
Well, I don't think Joji's in heaven, but I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, Normie was a good friend of mine. We golfed a lot. You know, I guess I'm still kind of shocked he's not here. And I think with Norm, you know, it just was, you never knew. You kind of knew what you were going to get, but he also surprised you a lot. He loved people. I don't know if people know that. He loved talking to, sitting down with people and talking to them. You know, we golfed a lot, and his golf game was up and down. But when he didn't have a golf game, because he'd always compete pretty hard, and then he'd turn into a golf commentator. You know, I'd be putting, yeah. And he'd be like, Kevin Farley with a 12-foot putt, can he make it for the lead? You know, and I'd be like, Norm, can I just putt, please?
Right.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing he'd do. You know, he loved sports and he loved gambling, and he was just a joy. I learned comedy from Norm. I learned how to develop a joke and be on stage. You know, I just learned so much from him. You know, I miss him every day. You know, so he was the king. He was the king.
Well, you mentioned the golf thing, and one of my favorite things is when Norm found Twitter. And like, yes. I don't think he even really knew what to do at first. But then at some point, yeah, he started just doing commentary on golf, you know, on the Masters or whatever tournament there was. But like, yeah, it was totally out of context. So if you didn't know that he was watching the Masters tournament, you had no idea what he was talking about. But he was basically doing, you know, play by play.
Yeah, I said something to him. I go, I don't think you can do that, where you're just commentating on who's leading the Masters. He's like, isn't that what it's for? I'm like, well, no, no. You're supposed to do other things on it. And he had no idea. Like you say, he didn't know what it was. And then he got really good at it. He liked Twitter, you know. But at first he was just commenting on football or golf.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. But that's the kind of guy he was. He didn't really care. You know, he didn't care at all. You know, so it was just, there's no one like the guy.
I'm a big Howard Stern fan as well. And one of my favorite, you know, appearances when Norm came on and he brought you on.
I remember.
Were you scheduled to go on that day, or did he just bring you on? Because it seemed like Howard was almost like, oh, okay, well, here's Kevin as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think was waiting in the room, and he goes, you want to be on the show? And I'm like, well, yeah. So he just brought me on, yeah. And I was kind of afraid, because I know Norm always made fun of me. So I thought, oh, God, I'm going to get made fun of. But I don't think it wasn't too bad. He held back. But, yeah, I mean, being on that show was a thrill, too. And he was always such a good guest. Howard loved him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we miss old Normie. Looking forward to the rest of the weekend. You're going to be at Westport Funny Bone tonight, and then the rest of the weekend will be in St. Charles Funny Bone, April 20th through the 21st. Shout out to Ron for hooking this up today. What can we expect when we come and see you? What kind of comedy, and what can the crowd expect at these shows?
Well, you know, I just talk a little bit about what's going on with me, you know, also what's happening in the world. It's kind of a crazy thing going on, you know, and also, just continue my weight battle. And, you know, so I try to talk about those things just what are going on in my life and what's going on around us. And that's pretty much it.
No juggling, no puppets, anything like that?
Well, you know, I'll wrestle. I'll wrestle anyone, you know. But no, I mean, I don't think I can juggle. I'll fire breathe, though.
There you go.
People want to do that, yeah.
I want to ask you real quick. I know that you are an alum of Marquette University. Do you still follow Marquette? Specifically, their basketball team did really well this year. And I wanted to know if you still follow them and get back to the university any.
Yeah, I love Marquette. We had a lot of good times. My brother and I played rugby over there. And I watched their basketball team do really well this year, you know. And every year I'm hoping for getting further in the tournament, but this was a very good team, you know, and my memories of Marquette are just great. I love that school, you know, so I'm always rooting for them, that's for sure.
Yeah, and we are too. You know, Shaka Smart does a heck of a job there, and Tyler Kolick was fun to watch. And we actually, some of our sports stuff, we cover Marquette. So I wanted to ask you about that. This is Kevin Farley, and he will be at Westport Funny Bone tonight, April 19th, and then St. Charles Funny Bone, April 20th through the 21st. This is The Barn. Kevin, we really appreciate your time today and look forward to coming out to the shows.
Hey, thanks, you guys. I appreciate you having me, and I hope people show up because we're going to have a good time. I want to have a party.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 25,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call. You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live sessions when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, more scheduling flexibility, and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/the barn. That's betterhelp.com/the barn.